Quiet Mind, Day 80. This too shall pass. Freedom comes from seeing beyond the moment, not clinging to it. What you see, hear, and touch, this is just the outer half of reality. The noisy half, it's all form. The things that happen, the people you know, the thoughts you think, but the quiet half, that's the formless dimension inside you, pure awareness. It's the still space behind every experience, the silence without which sound couldn't exist. Without it, you wouldn't be here at all. That space, that stillness, is your essence, your being, and it's timeless. The real crisis in humanity isn't war or pollution or politics. It's that we've forgotten the background. We're obsessed with what's happening, hypnotized by drama, achievements, grievances, and our overflowing calendars. We live in time, but have forgotten eternity, the unchanging presence behind it all. There's a classic story about a king who rode an emotional roller coaster. Everything good made him euphoric. Everything bad ruined his week. He asked a wise man for peace. The wise man gave him a ring inscribed with four simple words, "This too will pass." The king was told to read it whenever anything big happened, good or bad. It didn't make the drama go away, but it helped him rise above it. Over time, it brought serenity, perspective, and inner space. What's so magical about those words? They reveal the impermanence of all things. That awareness invites you to loosen your grip. You don't stop enjoying life, but you stop clinging to it. You stop demanding that life make you feel whole, safe, and validated. Once you realize everything is temporary, you stop taking things so seriously, and paradoxically, you start enjoying them more. Like a sunset, a deep breath, or a perfect cup of coffee. Fleeting, beautiful, and not yours to own. Detachment isn't cold, it's clarity. You could be in the world fully, play, work, laugh, cry, but from a place of inner stillness, not grasping. You stop trying to bend the world to fit your emotional needs. You stop expecting your partner, your job, your vacation, or your bank account to complete you. That was never their job. Their job was just to dance with you for a while. Every time you recognize the impermanence of form, you open a door to inner space. You feel a stillness behind the noise, even in heartbreak. That stillness is who you are. It's not an idea. It's a direct, felt experience. There's space around your emotions, space between your thoughts, and from that space comes peace. Not the peace of everything's perfect, but the peace that says, even this is okay. When you stop identifying with the forms in your life, consciousness, your real self, gets a chance to breathe. That's the end of addiction to drama. That's when peace enters not just as a visitor, but as your home. So, yes, everything in the world is fleeting, but that doesn't make it meaningless. It makes it sacred. And the one who sees its impermanence, the one who is aware, that's you, the eternal you. Without space consciousness, we get lost in the whirlwind. Our minds are cluttered. Our lives are frantic. Our energy tied up in a thousand little things. As Churchill once said, history seems like one damn thing after another. But space consciousness is the missing half. It's the quiet awareness that lets life breathe. Can you feel your own presence? That's it. That's the dimension of being. It's not mystical. It's natural. It's available now. When you remember that you don't just survive the chaos of life, you become its witness, its container, and its peaceful presence.